How many of you have been looking for something that you lost before? And the struggle that you went through to find what you were looking for. And what joy that it was when you found what you lost. There's so many times when I struggle in my life for so many answers. So many things in my life. But when I get right down to what really matters, it's always God. It's always His Spirit. And I always come back to the same place. And it's always in His presence. And I always want to seek Him. Tonight I am thankful that when I do seek Him, He is there. That He's not in some faraway place. That if I begin to reach out to God in my praises, in my prayers, in my beliefs, that God is there, Joe. Hallelujah. You want to talk about instant gratification when you begin to reach out to God in faith. Hallelujah. I encourage you to seek after the presence of God like you would seek after your wallet if you lost it. Because there's more worth in the presence of God than there is in all the plastic and paper that you could carry in the back of your pocket or inside of your purse. There's something about the presence of God as you begin to let that manifest in your life that takes away the sting of death, takes away the sting of sin, and allows you to have joy in your life. Jared, I just don't come into church with any joy. This is your opportunity to seek God for your joy. I'm happy tonight, for I feel, church, do you feel? I feel the presence of the Almighty God. Who's not ashamed tonight? I feel, say it tonight. I feel the presence of the Most High God. I feel, hallelujah, the presence of the Most High God. If you cannot say that with assurance, we're not seeking God and getting in the place in our heart where the Lord can manifest His presence. It's not true worship unless the Spirit of God is manifest and putting that flesh down to where that joy and peace is manifest in the church. And church, I'm telling you, you won't have to ask me if you know if you're feeling it. You'll know that you got it, and you'll know it with certainty. You'll know it with confidence. He said in the Word of God in 1 John in chapter 2 to not be ashamed. I'm not ashamed tonight. Are you ashamed? Hallelujah. 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 You see, it's when the presence of God comes by that it's not just a feel, but it's to act. Charlie, if I just stood up here and failed, I couldn't grow. I couldn't get my peace. I couldn't live. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go back out in this world and face life without the presence of the Holy Ghost in my life. I could not do it. I cannot live life without my obedience by the Spirit of God. I want you to know that when you feel His presence, it's all right. It's all right to feel that. Don't let the enemy choke you out of your joy in Him. He wants us to not be ashamed. That's what John was talking about. In 1 John, you read it. To not be ashamed. If we're separated, we're divided, there's something in us to show for. If you are a witness, then I should, what? Bear witness to something. If I just see you, then I bear witness to you. But God wanted people to bear witness to God in you. So when you feel God, people bear witness to something in you when you act on the God that you feel. I know I feel like that some people might look at me like a hammer, just always driving, driving, driving. But God will not let up on me. When I feel His presence, there's something in me that it's just like the water that will not quit. You can't put a top on it. You can't put a stop on the joy of the Lord. Some people might reject you. They might frown upon you. And they might think that you need to be quiet. And they might think that that's too much. And they might think that you need to compose yourself because you're out of line. But let me tell you something. When you act and step out for God, you will be blessed. Your life will be blessed. You will be fruitful. They will be able to bear something of you. Isn't it wonderful to be able to go to the store and see a wide selection of so many fruits without having to labor for it? That's convenience. How convenient would it be for the lost to be able to come in to the house of God and have such an abundance of fruit to bear from, instead of a bunch of fruit that's either going bad? Come on now, stay with me. Stay with me. Instead of a bunch of fruit that's going bad or needs to be put off the shelf, what about that fruit that's growing? What about that fruit that's shiny, that has something that's so sweet inside? When you're acting on what you feel, that's when people are able to bear of it. When they partake of what you're giving them, that's what helps them grow. Junk food won't suffice for them. It'll take them out quicker. Junk food is sin in this world. Amen. When people partake of the junk food and sin in life, they're dying quicker. People that eat junk food all their life die quicker. It's common knowledge. They die quicker. But when they partake of the fruits, the good things, things that are healthy for their soul, when you give them God, give them obedience in the Lord, they'll grow. They'll live. They'll be saved. They'll be changed. All that I know is this. Without that, from someone for me to partake of, sometimes I would not live. And without the life source being able to come here and draw from God's presence, I would not grow. You get where I'm coming from tonight? I would not be able to live or to grow without the Spirit of God. Knowledge does not make your fruit grow larger. Because people can come as children with no understanding and grow. You know, it has no age requirement. So a 10-year-old can come to be saved and have no knowledge except Jesus Christ. So it doesn't matter how much I know of the Bible, does it? It doesn't mean a thing. But what it comes down to at the end of the day, do I believe in Jesus Christ? Am I willing to allow that Spirit to manifest in my life? Am I willing to let that come out of me? How many suppressors we got in here? Got the door locked on it. I used to be a suppressor, truth be told. One that was holding back on what God wanted to do. But I realized I needed too much. I needed peace. And the only way I can unlock peace is through obedience, Faye. I got tired of suffering. I got tired of living the same old life, Joe. And one day, my testimony just absolutely exploded out of me when I allowed it to. Scared me. My hands began to go up in a different way. Scared me. I began to allow the Holy Ghost to speak through me through exhortation and ministering the Word of God, and it scared me. But each step that I took, God was there. Each step that you take for Him tonight, as I finish up and we sing a couple more. Each step that you take, you might feel scared in what you're doing. Well, if I shout, will anybody meet me there and shout with me? They might not, but God will be there. Will anybody meet me at the altar if I come to accept Jesus Christ in my life? I don't know if they will or not, but He'll be there. Will anybody be with me if I step out in obedience to go get somebody else for prayer. I don't know. Maybe God's only speaking to you. Uh-oh. What if I have a word to deliver to somebody in prophecy? You know, when he spoke to Ezekiel, he said, speak, prophesy to the bones. It wasn't declare to the bones. It was prophesy to the bones. Come on now. Nobody was there to meet him. He stepped out and God was with him. It's not always going to be easy. And even now in my heart, before sometimes I speak, I think, Lord, not again. Come on, be real with me. Not again, Lord. It'll just be like last time, Lord. What if nobody likes what I have to say, Lord? Then he always reminds me that they didn't like what Christ said at times. And in fact, they would persecute him in the very moment. And Pharisees were at every corner saying, well, the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, mocking him around every turn. And sometimes people just don't even respond. I don't know what I would do if they would mock me right behind me. Are we strong enough to handle that? I don't know. Only the Spirit of God will be able to help you. But if you believe in what you got and you believe in what you feel, then step out on it. Amen? Can I get an amen? Amen. Step out on what you feel. Stop holding back for people. People's not who you're minding. You know who you are a servant of? You're a servant of God. We're a servant of God to help people. Amen. The last thing I'll say is this. I love you all. And I want you to know that it's time that we stop worrying about all the things that would hinder us and start doing the things that would help us.